everybody. Welcome back to Come Lose It with Matt Duncan. I'm your host, Matt Duncan. You've probably seen me in some commercial spots over the years. You've probably seen me on a couple of the shows you've watched or like to watch in small roles. And way back in the day, maybe you saw me perform live somewhere doing comedy, but that was a long time ago. It's been over 20 years since the first time I ever did stand-up comedy when I was 18 years old. That's crazy how much time has passed since then. 20 years since I started college. And, it'll be 20 years since I graduated college in another year. It's just crazy. It's just freaking crazy how much time flies. But at the same time, depending on the mood you're in and the day and the way the moon is in the sky, it feels like it's going slow. It just really depends on the day, your mood, your life at the time. How is everything going? Have you had a good start to January? We've left 2023 in the dust. I think majority of us, it doesn't seem like we're missing years anymore. Was there a year that we've missed as we've left it? I think it's been a while. I think I missed maybe 2017, 2015. I think I missed 2015. That was a good year for me. It's a good year for acting. It was kind of the end for me. I kind of felt it too. I had a little too good of a time on set. I kind of knew shit was going to change. 2016, just shit. Just miserable. Not a great year. First commercial that I ever had, which did not air, which is I think it's pretty rare for that to happen, but it's happened to me twice, and they've both been American spots, and they were commercials with multiple spots, so they decided to cut one. And that's happened to me twice. I just didn't make the cut, I guess, or commercial wasn't good enough, or that's just not the one they had in mind. It's a real shit thing when that happens, because it means you only get paid for your session and you don't get any residuals. And I remember the one in 2016, the guy who did get his spot picked up, they played that for like at least 3 years. 3 years I saw that one. This little bald British guy. Getting a wrinkled shirt for a bounce dryer sheets or something like that. I don't have good luck with detergent and anything related to laundry. Now that I think about it, both American commercials that I had that didn't air were for dryer sheets, and one was for detergent for Tide. So fuck you, clothes washers, you fucks, you. I don't know what it is about me, but I'll probably never do one of those again until I'm. Well, I'm not rocking a beard anymore, so I can't say I'll be going in for the grandpa roles quite as much as a 39-year-old grandfather, because I've had it, you know. That commercial at the end of the year that I didn't get, the fourth one that I was on hold for the entirety of 2023, something broke in me, and I was like, okay, I think the beard look is done, so I need to start shaving. And this is where, look, okay, I've been in this for a long time. When I started, people were just getting out of black and white headshots, and then they went into color, and that's kind of where I started in the early 2000s is when, like, the black and white headshot was no more. And you used to have to, like, print tons of them, and you'd bring them to auditions, and now you don't have to do that anymore. And they're so expensive to get shot and then so expensive to print. So the last time, I think it was in 2016, that wonderful year, that I got headshots done. And I think I printed maybe 20 pictures of my two looks. And like the time before that, I probably printed like 50 to 75 or something like crazy. So now it's just becoming more and more ridiculous. So I thought, like, well, you know what? I've been hearing how great AI has been getting. So I downloaded an AI app that does headshots, and I was like, okay, let's just see what it looks like. Can I get away with it? So I like took a couple pictures of myself on this one app. I uploaded it, and they had like some business people that they kind of morph you on. I can't believe my agent knew I was doing this. She'd freak. I'm obviously not going to use them because, as you could tell from the tone of my voice, they did not turn out well. Anyway, used a couple of these different packages that showed, like, for entertainment or for office or whatever. Anyway, they put my face on some model. They kind of gave me different hair And like my ears look weird. Everything just looks strange. Like the center part of my face kind of looked like me, but it definitely looked like I was on the Ozempic, which the biggest thing with headshots is it's supposed to represent how you look right now. And you got to try and stay that way as long as you can. Once you get off of that, you got to start and get new headshots. So this would be bizarre. It just wouldn't even look real. Oh man, I had hopes because just seeing the ads for it, I'm like, well, this looks pretty normal, but I guess you have to be a model-y looking guy, which maybe in the mid-2000s I could have got away with one of these face swaps. That's really all it is. Oh, it was very strange. I got to change like a couple of different hairstyles. It was just, part of me kind of wants to do it just as a fuck you to how ridiculous the industry is now with headshots and stuff, and how it just isn't what it was. It's like, it's something that just isn't used anymore. You're not stapling your headshot to the back of your resume anymore. It's just not happening. But I'm probably going to have to bite the bullet and just get some headshots clean shaven. Now, whether I do it the cheapest way possible, I probably will. I might use some photographer friends. I might go back to my original photographer. Well, I can't say, but you know, a good friend, an ex from high school who's a photographer, I might have to look into getting some quick shots sometime this year. Once we get the jaw toners working a little better, if you know what I mean. Anyway, here we are. I had a friend in, one of my best friends I haven't seen since 2019. He came and saw my place for the first time, and you know, this is the friend that I probably can drink with the most. I think I've known him over 20 years now, and we've drank a lot together over those years, and we can get pretty tuned up. You know, we have the same stamina when we get into the party mode, but that covers 20 years into our 20s and our 30s. And obviously it's wavered off as we've gotten older. He's in his 40s now, and I'm sure to be one day this year. So there was a night where I drank a bit more than I've been trying to in January, but, and it wasn't feeling the same, you know. It just kind of felt like I was dumping liquids into a garbage can, and I didn't feel like I really needed it as much. It just, I don't know. I wasn't getting the fun buzz off it, you know. I just think this is going to be a weird year, and I'm trying to stay focused for it because I think there's some big change coming. I don't know if something's going to happen with our house. I don't know if my landlord's going to sell, or you know, like his mortgage I think might be up, and they, who knows what they're going to do there. Also, our neighbors are having a child that live below us, so they're probably going to be moving out soon, and then what happens then? You bring in some new people that we're not going to get along with, or yeah, we've seen this play out before. If you go back in time, if you go back to the episodes in 2018, same kind of thing happened. Really hope we eventually do want to get out of here, but I'm hoping that it's not quite this year, but soon enough. And you know what? I'm not gonna hang on to the door frame like I did last time at the last house. I am just gonna accept it, and we're gonna move on. We're just gonna try and find a new spot. Probably leave this town and try something different. Go somewhere else. Who knows? Who knows? So, yeah, that's what's going on. But you know, I just have a weird intuition about things like this sometimes. Sometimes in my life, I've kind of seen some bad coming, and I've got proof of that. But you know what? Just as a little bit more of a fun side here, I was listening to Jake Johnson. You might know him best from, he's an actor, he's a New Girl. And he was on a podcast, and he was talking about this crazy story that had to do with his mom's intuition when he was a kid in elementary school. So just listen to this fucking crazy story. And I don't know what it is about parents and their, you know, intuition with their kids, but there's something fucking there.
Well, I don't tell this story a lot because I don't get it. I was sitting next to my mom. I was in fourth grade. Out of nowhere, my mother turns to me and goes, "You're not going to school tomorrow." And I go, And when my mom growing up, she said something, just how it went down. So I was like, huh. And then I went, fuck, but we're going on a field trip tomorrow. We're going to Little Vietnam in the city. And it's just all eating candy and fucking around. I really wanted to do it. So I go, but we're going on a field trip. We're going to Little Vietnam. I really want to go. And she goes, when do you leave? I go, first thing in the morning. She goes, when do you come back? I go, 3 o'clock. She goes, you're not in the school at all. I go, no, we get dropped off. We get on the bus. We come back at the end of the day. She thinks for a long time. She goes, you can go to school. The next day, there's a true story. May 20th, 1988, a woman walks into my elementary school through the door that my class was in. I used to get in a lot of trouble as a kid, and I used to always talk. So the teacher pushed me in the far right corner. So I sat away from the other kids, and I was right by the door. A woman walked into the school wearing a robe and nothing underneath. I know me. I would have commented. I would have said something. I would have tried to show off. I would have tried to get laughs. There's no question. The room was empty. She walked through, walked down the hall, walked into another room, shot 7 kids, killed one of them. True story. To this day, my mom cannot explain why she didn't want me to go to school. When I've talked to her to this day, and I've brought it up to her a lot, she goes, I don't know, Jake. I had a feeling in my gut. The kid goes to school, you're never going to see him again.
Mom's awesome. Yep.
So that's from the Dope As Usual podcast. Isn't that fucking insane? How would you ever be able to let him do anything ever again? Any hunch you have, that is a pretty big one. Pretty crazy story for Jack Johnson. I like that he said he definitely would have made a comment at this woman, and she definitely would have shot him right in the head. He would have definitely been that kid, which is very sad that that happened and fucked up. And wow, boy, have school shootings been going on quite a while. We thought it started at Columbine, but apparently a naked woman in a robe went into the school. There's a bit of a naked woman story from my hometown in Sharon, Ontario. We used to have a coffee time there, and my stepsister worked at that coffee time when she was in high school. It was during a snowstorm, and a woman came in. She looked a little fucked up. She looked like she had a medical bracelet, like from the hospital or something, on her wrist, and she just kind of was in a daze. I think she asked for a cup of water or something like that. And then she went and sat down. And then so my sister went into the back to do some things at her coffee shop. She came back out. The woman went into the bathroom and she came back out. And the woman was sitting naked in the coffee time. And this is during a snowstorm. The roads are really bad. There's no one in there but pretty much my sister and this naked woman, and she's very dazed. They like try to help get her clothes back on, you know, cover her up, still very dazed. They call the cops, obviously, and by the time they got there, she was gone. So there is naked women doing different things in this world. You just have to be careful, I guess. Anyway, just watch out for those naked women. I mean, you know, hopefully your year started okay. At least you're not Japan. You know, Japan started the year off with another fucking earthquake. Could you imagine this country? They can't get any break. They're the only country that's had nuclear warheads shot at them. They've also had a nuclear meltdown that is not fully contained yet. It's just kind of, they're just trying to buy more time, I think, until they can get those rods out of the pools, the nuclear pools there. And they just can't. Listen, buy some Pokemon cards or something. Support their economy. I don't know how much longer Japan is going to exist. It might be one of those countries that's gone 50 years. So buy some Pokemon cards. I hate Pokemon for my own reasons that I don't want to get into right now, mainly because it's tied to my job. But buy some Pokemon cards. Keep their economy stimulated, would you please? Heavy day yesterday for, I know I'm not a part of the Raptors podcast. I don't know if you guys switched over and you've also been listening to the Confederacy Dunks. I haven't. I don't know what's going on over there. I wish them well, but they got a lot to talk about right now because we just made some big trades in Toronto land. Big trades in the basketball world for Canada, for Toronto, for the Raptors. Spicy P, Pascal Siakam is gone to the Pacers, and they got Ananobi's gone. There's only one guy left from the championship team That was almost 5 years ago now. One guy left, and he played, I think, like 2 minutes. He was not a big factor in that championship, but he does have a ring, and he's the last one. And it just kind of makes you sad how fast you get to 5 years. I think a lot of teams in any sport, you get to 5 years after that one championship, and not much of the team will still be around. You know, maybe there'll be a couple of stars, maybe a couple core guys, but it's hard to keep a team together in any sport like that. It's still a sad thing. So I just want to say Pascal Siakam. I want to timestamp it here on the podcast, make sure everyone knows when they go back and they go, when did Spicy P get traded and how did Matt feel about it? Winter's here. It's getting cold. It's getting cold, folks. And we just got to pound through it. You know, it's tough. It's tough to want to do anything. It's tough to want to leave, to get out. It's rough. I don't like when it gets real cold like this, but the mild winter in Canada is a bit terrifying. It's definitely a bit terrifying, and I think it's something just to show the concern with the climate that will continue into the future, probably for the rest of our friggin' lives.
Fitness update.
Okay, let's talk about what's going on. Now, the last time I was on, you know, I threw out my back again with all the holiday driving. I did buy like a lumbar pillow for my car because the one that's built in popped. And I think it costs too much. It's really hard when you have an old car because you don't want to put too much into it. You don't want to, it's just like, well, how much time do you have left? It's like just talking to my mom. She has a sick dog, and the amount of tests and stuff that they need to determine what's really going on is going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars. And you don't want to pay that, and then the dog dies in 2 weeks. You know, it just doesn't make sense. So you're stuck in this weird limbo with your pet, just being like, well, we'll deal with it when you start to feel pain and start to, it gets unbearable or something, right? That's all you can do. So I think you just got to, how did that relate to what I was talking about? I got lost in the stress that is my mom's sick dog. The lumbar pillow, the car, that's right. Yeah, you just got to ride it out, and you got to make little cheap additions when you can, and that's what I've done with the lumbar pillow. At the end of the day, that was 5 minutes about a lumbar pillow. We're already at 18 minutes. Come on, folks. Let's keep the show going here. I got to use my electric bike a little bit out there, and after clocking my heart rate and stuff, hey, I was still getting a good workout. Still getting a good workout. I wasn't using too much of the pedal assist. I was kind of down on the lower side just to give me a little bit of a boost because the bike is so freaking heavy. But I actually got a really good workout, really good average on my heart rate, and I went a lot further. And it's just nice that, yeah, if I'm at the end of my ride and I have to take a huge steep hill to get home, give me some pedal assist to make it a little bit easier. You know what I mean? It's just we're in a really unfortunate spot where it's so busy, so much traffic going through our street, and then it's also at the very top of this hill. It's just at the end of a 20K, 25K ride, it's a bit exhausting. So I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I've done 75 kilometers, and I'm probably not going to be able to get back out on it until maybe not another month or two now because of the weather has finally come back, the cold weather here in Canada. But I'm back on the indoor bike. We are getting those kilometers on there. We're getting closer to the next destination. You know, if you've been listening to the podcast, I put some distances that I've been trying to achieve of how far I am to some of these distances, to, I think some of the ones in the past was like to Newfoundland and to somewhere in the States. The next one is to a very far west popular city. Also, the name of a popular TV show in the 90s. So I'm excited to share that with you once I reach 3,500 kilometers. We're at about 3,350 kilometers I've put on the exercise bike. I'm excited about that. And I'll tell you, I used to have this real phobia about my heart rate getting too high and stuff, and I'd worry about it all the time. And It's a big anxiety. It was a very big anxiety for me, and I've really gotten past that, and I'm really happy about it. I think me tracking the odometer so much has really helped with that, because it just shows me and goes, oh, well, look how much time I've put, how much distance I've put on this bike, and I've had no issues, right? You got to trick that brain. You got to trick that brain. People with anxiety, it's fucking rough, dog. It's rough. Last thing I'll say about the fitness update, as I've said before, I did get the jaw toners. I've been on the first ball, which is kind of the beginner one. It's not too, you know, it's not too hard. I think anyone could do it, but it is doing something. You do it for 10 minutes a day, and I can really feel it in my jaw, and I'm really trying to be careful. I'm a little nervous about my teeth. I'm worried that, you know, because I do have a bit of a cap on one of my front teeth that got chipped, and I'm constantly worried that that's going to break. So we will see what happens. I'll have to go back in. I'll be honest. I'm going to go in for a tune-up anyway at my next cleaning. I think they're doing something. Like, I can definitely feel it. And we'll just have to wait and see after a month. I took some pictures, and we'll see if there's been any change to the structure underneath my chin and on the sides. Anyway, I miss the outdoor rides. It's very cold right now. Looking forward to it in the spring. And I'll get out in the winter when I can. It's going to get more mild in a couple weeks. Maybe I'll get out then. In the meantime, let's get to some health news.
Health news. News that is health related.
Okay, health news. Here we go. Folks, I am someone who is in the last year of their 30s. And I started this podcast. We are coming up to the 10-year anniversary in April of me releasing the first episode. And that was at the end of my 20s. It's at the end of my 20s that I started doing this, which is crazy to think that I was 29. Like, I feel like that was old. And now I'm even older. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Anyway, I am in that last year, and I found an article just for those preparing for their 40s, if that's you. Some things that you got to be, you know, with your healthcare providers. There's going to be some things that you might want to spot, things you got to prepare for. Ladies, you might have an overactive bladder, because as we age, the nerves that help the bladder might not work as well. And the muscles can thicken with age, they can reduce their capacity. So there's different exercises that females can do. Obviously, the Kegel weights, there's like different kinds of creams. Botox even might help. Also for the ladies, the perimenopausal symptoms. You know what I'm talking about. The hot flashes, the regular periods, heavy bleeding, lowered libido. That stuff that it's just a symptom of the perimenopause. And that's a part of life. That's definitely something that's coming in the 40s. Not for me. But here's one: kidney stones. I need to drink more water. This is one of my fears in life, definitely. Kidney stones, I do not want to get them. They're often described as like sand or gravel, but it's a mineral that forms in your urinary tract, and you know, it can be very painful to piss them out. If you're dehydrated often, and as you get older, I think people drink less water, they get more dehydrated. Changing diets can lead to an increased chance of it. So it's possible to happen. And like, if I got to just see, you know, I got a glass of water right here. Yeah, see? We're staying hydrated over here because I don't want to piss a bowling ball. Oh, God, kidney stones. The other thing that is coming up is the old urinary tract infections, you know, just another reason to stay hydrated and, you know, make sure you're urinating before and after being intimate, men and women, not just the ladies, folks. Food allergies. Allergists are finding more adults developing food allergies than before. Dr. Erstein, MD, a board-certified allergist and immunologist in New York, says shellfish and tree nuts are the main offenders, with possible causes including the overuse of antibiotics and such painkillers like ibuprofen or naproxen, which can disrupt the gastrointestinal environment. I really try not to use too much Advil. Sometimes you just got to have it. yesterday, woke up, just had a terrible headache, eye headache, something to do with my eyes. That happens sometimes. And you just got to, you got to take it, man. You got some inflammation. It's going to get rid of it. Osteoarthritis, a cartilage, a connective tissue that acts as a cushion between joints, wears away, and achiness and discomfort ensues. So osteoarthritis can occur around your 40s. It's very common for those who are predisposed to generalized osteoarthritis to begin having problems in their lumbar cervical spine. Oh, God, I hope that's not what I'm getting. Knees, particular joints is the basal joint of the thumb, more so in women. So, yeah, that's a thing, too. With all this sore back stuff I've had, I really don't want to get arthritis in my spine. But I'm just, I know what to do. You know, I threw out my back. I know all the things that you have to do to recover, the stretching, the ice. You know, stretch out those hip flexors every day, folks. Just Google some hip flexor stretches. Those are really important to help take off the pressure of your back if you are having back problems. I've also like done this one that if you have a partner who can help you, oh, it's just fantastic. They kind of, you kind of sit in front of them and they put their legs on your thighs and then you put your hands around their neck and they just lean back and it does this beautiful stretch on your spine. Oh, it feels good. Feels good. If you got someone who'll do it with you, if you got a Tinder date, if you got a Bumble, if you got a wife, if you got a husband, if you got a they, see if they can do it. High blood pressure. This is one thing. See, I should say that I would have talked in the fitness update, but I guess I can talk in the health news. I am finally trying to move my doctor to a closer clinic. I've sent in a sheet to set up a meet and greet with one that is, you know, 10 minutes from my house rather than being downtown Toronto. So it's time to leave my doctor in Toronto and move on because it's just, it's too far. It's too far to drive. And when you have, if you have some issues, you know, you pay for healthcare, you should be able to go to your doctor and not be such an ordeal. And I know a lot of people in the country I live, which is Canada, do not have their own doctor. I think there's about 9 million people. That's almost a quarter of the population that do not have a family doctor. It's a joke. But there just aren't enough doctors, and that's the way it goes, I guess. Just got to keep putting yourself on wait lists. Keep trying to get it on somewhere. Anyway, so I think that's what's going to happen. So I can start to get some, I need to get some tests done. We got to go through the full physical and stuff like that. It's been a while since I've had some blood work and blood pressure and stuff. Because blood pressure is one thing that you got to, going in your 40s, you got to get that checked every 2 to 3 years, something like that. You know, you should be at least checking your blood pressure, seeing where it's at, because obviously that can lead to stroke and death and whatnot. Erectile dysfunction is a thing. Ah, geez, say it ain't so, folks. Say it ain't so. Well, for some it might be. And you know what to do with that if you have to. Depression or anxiety. Oh, I've already got those. I've already got those. Great. I'm glad. I'm glad I'm prepared as I go into my 40s for that one. Yes, anxiety. This is the, we are at midlife. When you're in your late 30s, early 40s, definitely that's midlife for most people as far as the death rate is concerned. So yeah, it's definitely a weird thing to think about. And I think a lot of us are just trying to, you know, you look at the last half of our life and find some meaning and happiness in it. And the last thing it's saying that I should look out for is skin cancer. Yeah, yeah. You should definitely, I'm a very white gringo, very Irish, very Scottish skin, very gingery. My dad was a redhead. So I try to stay out of the sun as much as I can. I do wear sunscreen and I do wear when I go swimming, I wear like a sun or a swim shirt that's got UV protection stuff on it. Like I don't fuck around. There's no putting lotion on all over my upper body. I don't have the time and I don't want to have to reapply and stuff. So that's what I've been doing for quite some time now, probably 5-6 years. You know, I think when I was in Hawaii, I wore one. Yeah. Yeah. And I've got like a nice long sleeve one and I love it. It keeps you a little bit warmer when you're in the water and it just keeps the sun off you. So I highly recommend that. So that's really it. Those are the things that as we hit into our middle-aged worlds you need to start paying more attention to. And, you know, go to doctors, get your physicals, keep track of stuff so that you can not get too diseased as you get older. Because then those 50s come, baby. Those friggin' 50s come, and I don't even want to think about the goddamn the friggin' 50s, okay? Okay, here we are, last segment. Let's wrap it up. We're at the 30-minute mark. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining me into this, what would be the 10 years of doing this pod, minus the two-year hiatus I took to focus on some other podcasts. But we're back. We've been back since 2017, coming at you with, hopefully, we'll continue on with 2 per month. That's what I'm hoping. I will be back at the end of the month. Thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. And it's just kind of nice to have some people along for the journey. I see I'm getting a lot of play on my WordPress site. That's comeloseit.wordpress.com. That is somewhere that you can listen, as well as all the podcatchers. And please note that Google Podcasts is going away and is becoming YouTube Music. They're throwing podcasts into YouTube Music. And I don't know if that means I have to upload video to YouTube Music, or if I can, if it's just another something that the podcatcher, you know, like the RS feed will be able to fetch from. I don't know, but I'm probably not going to, I'm definitely not going to upload some kind of MP4 file. Sorry, you'll have to go somewhere else. There's a million other podcatchers. This is hosted by Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Pocket Cast is my all-time favorite app, and that's just the easier way to do it. I don't know why so many people like to listen to it on browsers. I guess you're at work, and you can just play something, and maybe not being hooked into your phone looks like you're working. Maybe, I don't know. I haven't been in an office in about 15 years, so I can't remember how it works. You know, I haven't been there since early Obama. Okay, because we measure everything by American presidents, as well as Trump's hands, because he just won the Iowa caucus for the Republican nominee, and he's got all kinds of shit on his hands, and they're all like blistery and red and fucked up, and all the doctors are hitting social media saying it's syphilis, saying it's golf blisters, saying it's like he's had his finger up his ass. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but the one thing I do know is that the Republican nominee who wins the Iowa caucus has not been president in decades. So it's not like a great one for him to win. It's actually pretty bad. And I don't think he's going to win. I really don't. But who fucking knows? What if one of them dies, right? Like, what if Joe Biden... See, I'm getting involved in American politics, and I'm sorry, but it really is everything over here. It really takes up a lot of air and a lot of space. What I want to talk to you about right now is, because, you know, we talk about all the fads, we talk about the dieting, we talk about the social media health kickers. This one that I heard about this recently, and of course it's like a Kardashian or someone that's going to be doing it. It's going to be creating this business now for people who want to get body scans, but full body MRIs are now becoming a thing, right? And they can be good, but they can be bad. I'll post the article. You can read it yourself. At the end of the day, if you're in America, like, I don't think I could get one here in Canada without a referral. And you'd have to be, they don't just give them out. There's quite a wait list for them here. But if it's a private clinic, which are starting to start up here in a bad way, but in the States, obviously they're everywhere. And they apparently in the States cost about $2,500 for a full scan. $1,800 will get you like head and torso, and $1,000 will give you just the torso. So I always remember this episode from House. I didn't watch a lot of House because it freaks me out, all that medical stuff where, you know, every plot is somebody comes in and is like, I stubbed my toe. And then they have a seizure and they're like, he's got cancer. He's got tumors in his head. It seems like that's every episode of House. But I remember House making a point to say those scans will show something on anybody's body that could look like it's bad. And that's the problem with MRIs, is that It's not going to show you everything. It's going to probably, it could catch an aneurysm. It could catch, you know, maybe a tumor or something like that. But overall, it could be showing you stuff that's nothing to worry about, you know? And I think the gist of it is, it's like fishing with a really big net. It's going to catch some stuff, but you still need a little more of the refined tools to find the real stuff that's dangerous. So you can do it, but it's also something you got to keep up with. So I don't know if you have 25 grand where you can get a scan every year, because it's just one picture of your body, it changes all the time, then maybe you can afford this. Maybe this is something that you want to do. I'm always like, I've had CAT scans a lot in the past. That's different from MRI. It uses radiation. It's essentially just a fancier X-ray. And with MRIs, they're not harmful at all because they're just magnets. So you might catch some things, but overall, just there's a lot of normal screening you can do. I don't know where I stand with it. I think it's a bit of a cash grab, and I think there are cheaper ways that you can manage your health, like getting blood panels done, checking your blood pressure, getting a colonoscopy. It says that, like, get one at least every 10 years, beginning at age 45. Earlier, if you are at higher risk, there's also at-home colon tests that are available. You can get skin cancer checks every 3 years, annually after 40. Diabetes screening every 3 years at 45. You know, blood pressure every year after age 40, at least every 3 to 5 years between 18 and 39. So I haven't been sticking up with that. But every time I go in, I feel like I get my blood pressure checked. And I've always had good blood pressure. I've always had a good resting heart rate. So it's something I definitely want to check out. Even though I don't feel like it, I have been working out pretty steadily over the last few years. So I am proud of that. Sometimes I'll only work out twice a week or something, but I really try 3 to 4 times a week working out for, you know, 3-4 hours or something like that. I don't know. That's my goal. And that's just kind of like, it's nice to be there. I've worked out the last 2 days. I'm going to keep working out, folks. Just get out there, get on the bike, go for a walk. Walking is like one of the best things you can do as well. It's the cheapest. Make sure you do that, folks. So full body MRIs, are you going to get one? Body scams could be a body scam. You know, you gotta do what's right for you and try not to be too much of a hypochondriac, you know. The last thing I'll talk about as we wrap up at the 40-minute mark here, Pauly Shore is doing a Richard Simmons biopic. Richard Simmons has come out and said, "I did not approve of this. I do not want it. I just want to be left alone." He's been out of the spotlight now for 10 years. He's retired, and he just did it in a very quiet way. Here's a guy that faced body dysmorphia his whole life. He always had to be on, and when he walked away, he walked away. And I don't know about Pauly Shore. I think that he kind of looks like Richard Simmons. He's crusty and old like him now. Like, I think he's in his mid to late 50s, so he could play like an old Richard. But I don't think he's got the chops to do a good job with this, you know? Like, I think he wants to be a better actor than he is, and he just doesn't have it. He doesn't have that depth, because I think he's kind of stuck in his own world, his own nostalgic 1991 level of fame. So I just don't think he's grown enough to take on a role like that with Richard Simmons. But at the end of the day, might be something worth the watch. Who knows? You know, Biodome, the guy, he's trying to get in on that Oscar buzz, man, because two guys from Encino Man won Oscars last year. So he wants to be the third. He wants to be the third guy from Encino Man to win a friggin' Oscar. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. That's it. This, you know, we got to knock it out. Sometimes you trip and fall, but this is the first episode 110. Of 2024. We're going to try and do 24, 25 episodes this year. And it's going to be a ride. Let's see where it goes. I hope everyone's having a good time. I hope you're enjoying the year so far. Hopefully it's not going too bad. I'm always here if you need to talk. See you at the end of the month.